Yes, I guess.
And
because she's probation.
Yeah.
You can say she's an official.
Right,
and
Tim
we're
Stone.
To and then you have male voices, and I think
Tim?
Rick does best in, does well in public.
Okay.
And Tim Stone, did you say?
Yes, Tim Stone.
And that's what I'd want him. A man is a garage mechanic, chief mechanic. He doesn't need to say where the hell he's chief mechanic.
Right.
Another one is a lawyer, another is a social worker, another one is a probation.
Do you want to say DA or no?
I don't know if you want to advertise goddamn DA.
Okay.
Attorney or law.
June Krim just came in, by the way.
I don't care if June Krim.
Right.
Just to keep you posted.
Okay.
But never assume automatically that you get Julie. I may be underestimating her, but she talks like a religious nut at times.
I know, for sure.
She was more sympathetic last night, Tish said.
Yes, she was. When I was there, too.
But I just don't like to calculate.
But she's kind of fantasy about the whole thing, too.
Yeah. Well, it was wonderful. Where she married Rob Ford.
Yes, it's... Okay, I'll read these notes into the tape, and Chicken can be there, and then that's all.
I'm on.
Okay, Chicken, you there?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay. The first thing is, you identify yourself as an attorney. Now, Mike was to say that some of our other...
Well, they're still there. If they think of any other idea or any other project for, we won't call names anymore, but a project for... The one that has retarded.
Yeah, right.
If they got any other schemes that are ethical, give me any ideas. If there's anything else they want to think to do, I'm getting tired of being creative.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
I really am. I've been.
I'm sure.
I don't mean that. That sounds like, well, I'm so damn creative. But I just had to be creative. The number of crises already today that don't even relate to this.
Oh, somebody sent a note that Patty sent a note that SB was much friendlier tonight.
Why are we taking that shit?
I don't know. Patty is sending me that.
We don't discuss SB. SB's trying their new chapter, and so we don't. What the hell we want to? That sounds like SB. You see, what the hell are we doing?
That's what makes
everybody ache in a group. So we had some past patterns with her, but now everybody in that damn room will think
you.
That I don't know of any particular problem we're having with SB.
We're not having. That's right.
Other than the Joyce in her honesty. Last night presented by people who are not properly screening, and I think I want Tasha's note there to see that I've got somebody strong up there. I don't want to say anything to reflect on Carol, because Carol's very loyal. But I've got to have somebody that knows the priorities of what the hell's coming up to me.
That's right.
And that don't throw a little damn note about somebody farted, and it's almost that ridiculous.
It is.
And then wait till 4 o'clock to give me something of that major proportion.
Some of these minor things could be just answered right there, or a note back or something without
but, bringing... she will not take the initiative because she's a passive personality, and I need to have an alternate, like Terry and you and different ones like that, to all...
Right. Okay. We could sit with her.
I can replace her. I don't want her to feel because she's very loyal.
Yes.
But this kind of shit can't happen.
To sit with her, maybe.
It'd be bad. I'm not saying that Joyce in any way was totally honest in that matter, but I mean, she was honest in saying what's on her mind, but I think she had dishonest purposes.
Yes, I do too.
But, by the way, we should bring out in public, I asked her at the end of the day if all questions about me had been resolved. She said yes, completely. Mm-hmm. But I doubt if many heard that.
Mm.
And we need to get that on record that it was, because that is most ridiculous crap to go through, but I don't know how I endured. I don't know.
So petty with all the issues of the day.
But I don't want any references made to people when something's under the dam on a level that I hope no one has any feeling at SB. I think SB's got the potential to handle this new job we're giving her, and if she gets out of the work that she had problems for whatever reasons, these dangerous that she thought that. I think in the PR capacity, she's probably going to be very good.
Mm-hmm. She seems to be
doing
well.
I'm not trying to make Patty to feel badly, but I know Patty needs to report everything, but there is a manner in which you can report things without it coming off public where a lot of people's images will be endangered.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody in that room, I trust that you've mentioned now, and but if I discuss somebody like that in her capacity, she's taken from me, but hell, everybody's drained me. one person today fucked my brain for for hours.
Sure.
So you can screw people in all sorts of ways.
That's right. And Patty said she understands.
Hmm?
Patty said she understands entirely. She was.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm too mouthy too.
Okay, so you were to, Chaykin, you were to identify yourself as an attorney, and that some of our other attorneys were not present. Mr. Stone is on a speaking tour for his own office, in which he's serving in connection with his job as district attorney. We'd like a tape of the talk show this morning, which involved an anonymous caller with...
that's been said. A lot of this has been said. By me, I didn't represent myself as me, so I think we will just, he wants a tape now more because of, he will mention that again, because we were not interested in the suit against you, we had good relations with KUKI, and we're not going to reflect on the station, even by one of your personnel did say that, or when he gets with your crew, we're not going to judge you by one statement anyway, but we do, naturally, we're going to have litigation against you by the patently lies and tries to defame us, and then stirs up this kind of violence against people, for people's lives, that threatens people's lives and animals. We're going to do that, and that's why we want the tape. But he'll know the legal way to phrase that.
Okay.
I don't know about the references to Tim Stone. It was mentioned that one of you were a friend of Mr. Stone, but Mr. Stone is not. I don't think we should imply that Mr. Stone would be calling. So we have many attorneys. Mr. Stone. It was mentioned it was a friend of one of the people there. Mr. Stone is on a conference. He's addressing, or he, or whatever. He, I think it was something prestigious. He's being something about the. He's being considered for a state honorary position.
Position with a. It's a position on a evaluation committee of some kind for the state park.
Or that you know it, but make very clear, Chicken, when you bring that in, that he is not leaving the community. This happens to be, say we have these rumors that we're supposed to leave the community. I think we'd answer some of that to say that stupid things, that he's there, and so we are all there, and we have thousands of people there, it's absurd things that keep coming up, but he is being considered for a position that will no way take away from his duties as the district attorney. It's a non-remunerative serving on a committee to evaluate people for the state bar.
Okay, you mentioned several things about the other station, the one other station where there was a long libelous attack. In fact, we had 45 minutes of prime time. There were no call-ins because they wanted to finish the matter and stay with issues. Also, they felt that our thousands of members didn't deserve to listen to a bunch of malarkey. They knew that we had...
thousands of members didn't, and they didn't, and I'm sure they did not wish, they thought it was, they knew our people would constantly be defending ourselves, which we, they said they, we should, and they just, and we both agree, we didn't want to be involved in, we're not trying to advertise ourselves, and to all that time, we don't want to be intruding on every talk show, but we decided with them, we decided concurrently, that, I mean, jointly, that we would, not to want to keep the dialogue going, and if anybody attacks us, there's going to be a dialogue.
That's right. So there were no calls and interruptions. They let us state our case. They knew that we've always been the most comprehensive, in responding. Although that sounds like we responded in the past, so maybe we wouldn't want to say it that way.
They knew. They knew. I don't think that. I don't know where that phrase. That didn't come from me. They knew our. They know our strength. For good in the community, the very high respect we're held. We're held many boards, civic boards that we serve in all over California. They know our prestige and our commitment and our ethics.
If you have any if we say to them, if you have any questions, we'll be glad to respond to them. We've got documented answers to all this. We have been investigated.
I don't think we'll say we will respond to any questions.
Okay, forget that.
We want to be able to give a statement of our...
We have documented answers.
We will answer the questions that have been brought up now. These long questions, that's all we want to answer.
Okay.
And express our position, unequivocal, on matters of gifts. That we have no requirement for membership in our church about giving.
Okay.
That people can, that we do not burden welfare. On the contrary, we've taken even so many people outside of our church off of welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And daily we feed and then give a list of all the things I went through with you, the charities we support.
Mm-hmm.
We tell them that's the kind of thing we're going to present, and we want no further questions. We'll try to think of any questions that might arise in their mind, but we don't want to be there hounded by a bunch of nincompoops.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I wouldn't say that. Hounded by people who
obviously
are lunatic in their approach when they mm-hmm. make ridiculous things like
bigoted.
This that no basis whatsoever for in fact.
Mm-hmm. And bigoted, yeah.
And everybody knows, we've been told that by leading church officials there and police officials, governmental officials, that our success, being the largest church in the area, always creates this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the people success, failure hates success, mm-hmm. ugliness hates beauty, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to mention, we've been investigated, we asked to be investigated by the
we
Attorney
were asked,
General?
When we had one other attack, we asked for investigation.
We were exonerated.
And we were exonerated by the state the Attorney General completely.
With this lone attack, that was the only...
This lone attack some mm-hmm. years ago.
Our policy since then has been litigation. We'll sue anybody who makes these type of irresponsible allegations against our church.
We adopted a policy then. If anything arose in the future, it would be litigation. So other talk show and another instance when someone called in, we went to law, and that's what we will do. We don't mind inquiry, honest inquiry, and. We're open. We had an open house not long ago for all of our facilities, and all sorts of people went to all of our facilities and see what we're doing. Our many service areas, geriatric services we render, rest home care that we offer, many who have no funds, and a children's home, I wouldn't specify where, but we are not going to be subject to harassment.
Uh-huh. Our gripe
without responding to it with to the very limit of the law.
Our gripe is not with you, it's with the person who made the attack.
Yeah.
We don't want to go against free speech, but we can't think people have the right to incite violence by obvious lies in an effort to cause mental and physical pain to people.
That was my statement.
Uh-huh. These people act, of course, from their own prejudices who do this kind of thing. Although it's an actionable matter, we will take no further action this time. We've always had good rapport with you, and as long as there's no further mention of this type of negative, unfounded charges that threatens violence to persons and property, we will certainly not let this affect our long-standing good relationship.
Animals in our animal shelter and property.
Uh-huh.
.org.
And we will certainly not let this affect our long-standing good relationship with KUKI. Naturally, we don't want this to occur again.
And naturally, we do not wish it to occur again.
Some other members of other faiths have told us that they think they know the party that made the attacks and will proceed
But we still would like to have the tape. The church will use the language for that.
Okay. We're glad that it's not with your station, with the person. Yeah, we went over that.
To make any kind of a damnable, abominable lie
uh-huh.
and hide behind anonymity.
Uh-huh. Another thing you
ought to be said that when a person wants to make attacks on any group, they ought to be made to give their name, address,
right.
phone number.
That's right. You mentioned the courtesy extended to us by the other radio stations.
I don't know if you just want to say that or not, but anyway, they ought to be something. Say, when people make malicious attacks on people,
how is going to say that they should do that in order to protect themselves?
Yes. Because
otherwise there's no alternative
mm-hmm.
but to bring whatever legal recourse we have to bear against the station, because we have no other defendant available, and they're the person that permits the situation to occur.
In the future. So that
definitely
future. So that's in the future. That's what I would definitely see, and I would advise you as an attorney. For other groups that might be attacked by this kind of bigotry that exists in any community, there will always be a small minority of bigots. I would suggest that you do that to protect yourself. You know, that's a good idea, Shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I think that's about it, except the fact that the other radio station, the one other time we had the trouble, extended this automatically, this courtesy.
Yes, and without even any you have to make it a formal legal request. Secondly, the manager of that station wrote a very letter, the manager of that media, I don't think we said station, we wanted to keep it open because we know we were tagged by newspaper, that the manager of that other media, wrote us a very complimentary letter, open letter of praise.
The only other thing that already threats have been made.
The month subsequent to that, I mean, the following what?
Already threats have been made to us. That's about all.
Yeah, three threats, but we never know. I think he's idle, and certainly was not idle. The woman was gripped with terrible angina chest pain.
Mm-hmm. I think that's about it. Just a minute. Gene Brown has some feedback on Walter Heddy's call.
Yeah.
Okay, here's. Hello, Holly. He just called back and said he'd called the station, and the guy there didn't give his name. I said that, he said he'd called for Mr. Farlane. He wasn't there, but he did know about it. This is what the moderator said. He did know about it since he had been the moderator on the show that morning. And I asked Mr. Heddy if it wasn't strange that a person in like public position like that didn't give his name, and he said no, he didn't think it was intentional not to give it, that he just didn't think of doing it. He said he's fairly new in the area. He said he told the man, when he defended the church, he said that the moderator told him to call back tomorrow and talk on the air. He said he couldn't do any better job defending the people that he was calling for than he was doing right then in explaining about it, and that he should call back and tell the public over the air. And that they couldn't really tell someone not to speak their opinion, because he said that, you know, we don't want to, this is what Walter Heddy said, you know, we don't want to anyway violate our First Amendment. And I said, well, absolutely not. There's no one more supportive of our Constitution than Pastor Jones, but it's it's so erroneous and vindictive, the things that were said, and it's innocent people who are seniors, children, animals, and such that suffer.
Now, what's caused this is because Walter hasn't come through strongly. We shouldn't have got Walter banned in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so
you better get somebody with strong like Boynton to go in there and call in there.
To call in, okay. Well,
and get these letters. Where are you going to get the business people to get the damn letters in and give us copies? That's what you need to get people with copies, letters, copies. That's where you know it's done right.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're getting this. We'll get Redwood Auto and Kenray to do that.
Copies Rick's ideas on those business people. We're the best, and then you get a goddamn copy for yourself and get even the letter and mail it yourself if you can without being overly aggressive. Then you know by God it's done. So that's the reason they kept through that halfway shit, because Heddy, I know how Heddy did. I one time did a little test case on him, and I know he's a liar. I should remember that.
Well, he was far more interested in the First Amendment, and he said, well, you know, the Birch Society suffered this kind of thing for years, and the slander. And I said, but Mr. Heddy, we're concerned that you know, the number of...
You talked about that, like, about the heart attack today.
Yes, the angina attack. He said that against the name here. Where is he?
Well, we just wanted him to be careful, because we don't like to get our attorney tied up in litigation. They don't have the right to say, he ought to be reminded. You might, in fact, say there is a responsibility now for 10-second delay.
Yes.
On the part of the station. And explain that to Shaken, by the way, before he calls, he can mention that. That there is a responsibility where they held the station negligent, that the people are, when they give opinion, are supposed to be based on facts. That's supposed to be based on facts.
Okay.
Freedom of speech does not mean the right to defame.
That is in my notes for Boynton, and we will call Heddy back and tell him that.
Was an absolute liar, and Heddy ought to be informed that they were an absolute liar, and they know they were. They knew they were lying when they said we turn over 3/4 of our savings, and 3/4 of our people on welfare. They know that's a lie. They might have made that call, knew they were lying when they did it. So they have not one case they could substantiate, not one case.
Okay, now Sharon has one more message for you, Father.
Say, we wouldn't give a, say, Walter, we would give a care in the world if these people, what they said, if it did not cause a small element to do violent things.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't care if they said we were worshiping the moon made of green cheese. You know, acted ease about that. But say this now, say, look at all this kind of thing that whips up the fervor of assassination attempts because of flak going out. And the more this kind of violence is done, the more repressive measures are taken by the state.
Yeah.
You know, we brought in the thing about Ford and how the climate of the kind of violent action is rising. We'll call him back.
He won't be sympathetic to Ford.
Ford.
But just say that the more violence done against any group, the more it gives the state excuse for repressive actions.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we're afraid they're going to start in on us about guns, and because we, Pastor took a very, this will get to him, but Pastor took a very strong position about no right of gun control, and Newsman took it down service ago. That'll get to him. And said, we hate this thing continue because I'm going to probably get in there and attack us for that position, and then that might hurt the whole field of those who have a right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
If our temple is getting muddied into the thing, we don't mind at all because that's our position, but we certainly would have effect on several. There are dozens of people that we know in the community and respect that would follow our course of action. But some other church that might be thinking positively on the right of the Constitution, which says the right to bear arms. But we don't want any arms for any particular purpose. We don't need arms. We don't believe in them. But the right to bear arms is essential. And to keep this dialogue going, they'll be getting into areas that could influence other people who might take a stand for freedom. Because we're so most successful church, and thus somebody else who might be thinking to go in the right direction. If we keep this dialogue about people's temple, they'll get off of the issues that affect this country.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a hassling over people's temple and rather than issues. Say, oh, we're not trying to protect ourselves. I think it ought to be explained with some clarity to Walter.
He said he would call in tomorrow. Do you want me to encourage that or to discourage it? To try to call in tomorrow at 10, he said he would.
Right.
And speak for us.
I think somebody heard that. There you got a dialogue going.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll have to have a whole lot of people marshaled on that phone ready tomorrow because it may happen. It may start. It may start. And some of us, huh? Some others better call if they're not ready. You'll have to have a lot of people just to call and they're not under control of the church. I don't appreciate this. They don't need to say whether a member or not.
Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate this.
Don't say
whether
a member or not. Don't say whether. You know, don't say, I'm just giving you praise. I don't mean to use exact praise. You just call up and say, now, hey, this is not true. What's this been being said about people's temple? Why don't you get off this issue?
Get off the issue.
Why don't you get on the issues that affect all of us?
Yeah.
The taxes that are burdening us down, and the rights of people that are being encroached upon. Let's get on to that. People's temple. You only always do succeed in advertising people when you talk about the groups anyway, and then you cause harm to them. Innocent people to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
What their security system, they can protect themselves. It could be one person outside and say they do a lot of good work. I've heard of all the good things they've done. I heard from a Catholic, one of the richest Catholics I know here. He was praising them for what they'd done for people.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any of their people in trouble with the law. And then some of our own people calling in partisan. You just have to be ready because if he opens it to Hetty, it's going to be open to others. And
yeah.
I'll keep their word.
All right. Here's Sharon, Father. Okay, Floretta works in here. This is.
Yes, Father.
It's Floretta.
Yes, right.
Floretta. Okay, another thing that you had mentioned is that we're to tell them that we prefer no mention at all on the air, even that we're going to come on with a rebuttal until we come on. Did you want Chaykin to mention that to the station?
I don't think you should mention it.
Awesome. Station director, not to somebody happen to cause some damage.
Hmm?
Go ahead,
Chaykin. I was going to say, that kind of a thing should go to the station director, not somebody I'm talking to because he's got an attitude.
Aren't you?
Go to the person who's primarily responsible for setting the program.
I think we did discuss that policy with whoever's giving us the chance for rebuttal. So we just not like, we don't like, they advertise that we're going to give a rebuttal, and we got a whole lot more people in the flat. But if they discuss the sentence, they say, yes, that's what we want. But that means you're going to have to round up every jam person that could call and jam that radio.
Better start planning it ahead of time just in
and
case.
And you have to know that you don't, you talk like you're not members of People's Temple, or you won't get on. So if they find out People's Temple, they'll prefer some, and they take it, they pick and choose.
And we can use the notes we got today.
You know how I've done that in the past.
Yeah, right.
You don't lie, but you just...
Right, okay.
So when you're talking about lies, I just want to add my comments and my opinion about People's Temple and on them. I'm just interested in the one question I had on People's Temple, blah, blah, blah. So be sure to get your damn self in there.
Sure. Okay, we do rehearse that. Should Boynton, if there is any calls in, should Boynton call in if it turns out to be...
call on other issues. If it gets down to it and you're getting cut out, you can call on other issues.
Right.
And get on there.
Right.
Bring it in. But I don't like much of that done because that makes it look unsavory.
Okay.
Good if you have to. We've got to show balance on that broadcast.
Okay, maybe if they do talk, a couple talk on another issue, they could really bring up another issue, but then say it was this is bothering them too or something.
Yes, I think it's bad when you attack somebody that's done so much for the economy of our community and gotten people off of welfare. I know, and because they encourage it and they encourage law-abiding, even when children are in school, they do, a lot of things will be, when the child in the school causes any difficulty, slightest difficulty with the teacher, they even take away privileges to use their swimming pool and to ride the horses that the church provides for their young people, things like that. So I know that as a matter of fact. And then they reward children who do good well in school by, like they did recently, took a whole group of hundreds of people, including non-members alike, to Disneyland. That ought to be gotten on.
Okay.
I think it gets to them.
Okay.
Old and young alike.
Because
they reward good behavior and they give, they teach with good sense of balance when somebody does something that, anyway, even the slightest infraction on, when some child is even unruly in the slightest way in school, they...
just say in a loving but firm way, they...
Loving, but I don't know about firm. I just say they... I said teaching something about... They know how to teach when children don't... They've got... their children... One of the principals said... One of the principals I heard said that they the most cooperative group of children because you get complete support in your discipline. The teacher gets total support. And they... Same with law enforcement.
Okay, then we should also call the station manager and tell them that we have some people. Should we give them the names that are going to speak and say that we'll contact him like Thursday about it? Or
I wouldn't threaten that. I wouldn't threaten, but I would say, I know that Temple One damages on somebody for this kind of thing. That's why people ought to be made. They ought to be required to give their names. And their address.
Will that be a problem if we start calling?
Do they have the name and address? Wait. No. They don't. I'm inquiring whether or not the station has the name of the station. They said a name went across it. I know Walter Jones' wife said Carol. Carol said she heard the name. Get a clear shorthand. I think Rick said that. But, although they have it, it's on the tape. But anyway, when people start a malicious attack on any religion, they should be required to give their name and address. Because it's easy to hide behind anonymity. Come out in the open and tell a lie. Then be able to back it up in court.
Will that be a problem then if we...
Say, because you've gotten all these threats, look at all these things that are being said about Mr. Ford. He couldn't even say a speech. One could say, I'm not necessarily a fan of Mr. Ford, but couldn't even present his speech without having obscenities shouted in the background. Does freedom of speech mean that people can be obscene and lie?
That's good.
And then set up a climate that a few hours later he gets shot at and be shot at in 2 weeks' time? I think that's the angle you get
that's
on others,
good.
The violence done to others.
Yeah.
Say, then if the president, this kind of climate of threats continue against the president, That's what forces governments to, that's what causes governments to feel they have to take repressive and go towards dictatorial and military regimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what causes people to lose their liberty. Irresponsible use of liberty, liberties, causes people to react. The history's patterns are too well established that misuse of liberty, abuse of liberty always causes repression.
Okay.
We have the liberty to speak the truth, not to malign with intent, slander, and incite people to violence. No one has that right.
Okay.
Affect the health and security of another by patently untrue statements. And if a person sincerely believes what they're saying, then they wouldn't be afraid to give their name and address.
Mm-hmm.
That could be an approach, you know,
mm-hmm.
if they sincerely believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But say that anybody, it's on obvious nonsense that people have to be on welfare, then turn three-quarters of it over, or three-quarters of our people on welfare, when it wouldn't be 1% or 1%. But stay consistent. If you call as a non-member on to get on, you want to be a non-member when you do get on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your voice ought to be slightly changed, because there's always people out there listening who could pick it up, say this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm. And
but I hope to hell we don't get in this dialogue.
Yeah. Okay, well...
The way we could check Walter Head and see what he's saying is that, well, we'll be listening. We hope, you know, but you have to go over Walter again what the hell to say, because... say why. The climate of fear, and just what I said there, to appeal to him. Depression. Not that we sympathize with Ford, but he's already talking about more gun control, all because of this damn stuff, abominable stuff, you don't say damn, and say that the percentage is being shouted out to, that's not freedom of speech. That's not the First Amendment right to stand there, because, see, some of our members were invited. They went to hear, out of courtesy, the president, and heard bullshit, bullshit. But don't say the shit, say bullshit. That's all you could hear. You couldn't even hear him speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. And then the next day, a climate set up which he shot at.
Mm-hmm.
And say that climate affects not only those who are for Mr. Ford, but all those who may champion other ideas, because states always take repressive measures when their leaders are not safe to walk down the street.
Okay.
But we got to get Walter's head thinking so he don't get caught in no First Amendment bag tomorrow, because it's not the First Amendment right to stand and pat and lie.
Off on his little trip when he starts out with
behind the mask of anonymity. Mm-hmm. Say, Walter, they're not like you. When you say something, you sign your name.
Mm-hmm.
You put your name down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people ought to do when they've got something to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jim loves you so much. You're a champion of liberty. You stand behind what you say. These people want to hide behind a cloak of anonymity and don't give their own name or giving them, afraid to get, don't say give another false name. Say won't give their name.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and shout these things. I know this to be true. When they know they're a liar, right off.
Mm-hmm.
When they say a thing like that,
mm-hmm.
they know it to be true. Then they ought to say who did it, what name, what person's got it, and what person turned their welfare over.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to be forced to name names.
That's right.
That'll show we don't have anything to hide to him.
He mentioned something about getting a couple of threatening calls. This may be what's backing him off. He mentioned it's secured.
He got a couple of threatening calls?
Yep. Somebody named Hudson, was it a K. Hudson? Was one of them. The first one didn't identify the name, so that would fit in with that too. But he might be a little scared to...
Well, I don't think a little scared, but say that he's just a small element. They don't do much, Walter. It's our security. They're mostly buff, but when they call our facilities, we got people 90 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And so they like to be active, and they'll answer a phone occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be explained to why a 90-year-old did answer it. She was over in her sewing, on the sewing group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She picked up the phone.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yeah, right.
So we have some explanation why 90-year-olds are answering telephones.
Mm-hmm. You mean to the program manager?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're older too.
Okay, yeah.
Because it doesn't sound sensible that older people be answering telephones.
Okay, in regard to the call to the program manager about the rebuttal, you know, the plan for that, should we do that tomorrow during the day, or is it okay to do that right away, mention it tonight?
What's that?
The call when we call up to set up a time for this rebuttal or to talk about the fact we have people for the rebuttal.
Yeah.
Should we do that tonight or wait till tomorrow and call him? Or do you have any feelings about that? Maybe we should wait till tomorrow?
I would presume we wait tomorrow because Shaken's going to be doing some talk about that.
Okay, and then in case we have to hear some feedback from you.
Well, we'll call you after 11.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
And we got to get this thing, when the call comes, we have poor connection on this, so we're going to call in to have an adjustment of half. We kept switching, trying to get the operator.
Good. Oh, good.
So,
stay by the phone for a couple minutes.
Okay. Is Stone staying at the temple in Los Angeles at night?
Is Stone
staying by the temple
in San Francisco at night? Did anybody leave some phone number with somebody?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, somebody get us a number. Where the hell he's at? Okay. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Tim said the convention's at the
Century Plaza
Hotel, if that helps. And we'll try to check down
then he's calling here for him with some code.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like calling for Tim Stone and
right.
Give a name
mm-hmm.
where
understand.
He'd be at, a name and an address. Give everything short of his name.
I understand.
Where he would be.
I understand.
Say, well, I'll be going on to such and such
okay.
place, and I'll be there. Probably that's where they'll get me when he does return my call.
Okay, I can call.
You got that?
I can understand.
We don't have any phone calls.
Right. So. Okay. Just a minute. Archie, what? Wait, Archie wants to know what to do. He knows what to do. They want to know if just three should go or more.
Three where?
To talk to Tom Kleiss.
Well, hell, I don't know. There's balance in numbers. There's balance in numbers.
Balance in numbers.
Three's not really enough sometimes.
Three's not enough. We can talk about that and get a couple more than who would be balanced.
Double it.
Okay, and we'll work on some people ready for tomorrow just in case.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Bye.
We'll let you know if you need to make any call, but otherwise you don't say anything because Shaken's going to be doing it.
Okay, I'll be standing by this phone for a few minutes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.